USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the integrity of the Justice Department amid accusations Hunter Biden was given preferential treatment in his tax and gun case.
Mr. Weiss had, in fact, more authority than a special counsel would have. He has complete authority, as I said, to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
The president's son recently agreed to plead guilty to a pair of tax-related misdemeanors and avoid jail time. A former IRS employee, however, told the House Ways and Means Committee the agency recommended additional felony tax charges against Biden, but the DOJ slow-walked the case. The Supreme Court has yet to hand down rulings on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan. The Supreme Court is reviewing two cases to determine if colleges are able to use race in admission decisions. The court is also looking at a pair of cases that will decide if the president can move forward with his plan to cancel some student loan debt. Existing home prices are seeing the biggest year-over-year drop in over a decade. Mark Mayfield has more.
The National Association of Realtors reported Thursday that the median price last month was just over $396,000. That's a drop of a little more than 3% compared to a year ago, the biggest decline seen since December of 2011. Sales of existing homes rose slightly from April to May, however, sales were down a little more than 20% from a year ago.
You can refer to Dr. Dre as Dr. Icon. The rapper received the first ever hip-hop icon award at the ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Music Awards in Los Angeles. He received the award for his contributions. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 219 points to 33,727. The S&P 500 dropped by 33 points to 43,48. The NASDAQ lost 138 points to 13,492. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
USA News, on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Trump is turning over tapes of his interviews with authors and the media to the special counsel investigating him. CNN reporting that the interviews are about his relationship with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Special Counsel Jack Smith is investigating Trump on two cases about his mishandling of classified documents and another on his role in the January 6th riot. Sources reportedly say these tapes are not as shattering as audio tapes that were included in Trump's classified documents indictment. Former President Obama says former President Trump's federal indictment is less than ideal, but is proof that nobody's above the law. Mark Mayfield has more.
Speaking on CNN, Obama said the indictment isn't the best message to send to world leaders because it suggests that the U.S. is easing up on democratic rules. He said it's at least positive that the allegations will be dealt with through a court process.
An Ohio father accused of murdering his three young sons is pleading not guilty. Jed Dorman allegedly shot and killed his sons, ages 3, 4, and 7, last Thursday in the front yard of their Monroe Township home outside of Cincinnati. Dorman is facing charges and 9 counts of aggravated murder, along with other charges, including kidnapping and felonious assault. The raunchy comedy No Hard Feelings is off to a fast start at the box office. The film starring Jennifer Lawrence made just over $2 million thanks to Thursday previews and is projected to make $12 million in its opening weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.